How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Finding Direction Action After podcast. This week, we're talking about Debbie Neal's Action After item, which was to stop overthinking. All right, this week, we're going to dive into what are the things you've been overthinking and how can we begin to start taking action on those things, because it will breed massive, massive clarity in your life. All right, this week, we're going to break down two simple but very, very powerful action after items. And the first action item is going to be that I want you to think right now of what is an action or what is something in your life that you've continuously been overthinking. And I don't just mean, you know, you were trying to think of what sandwich you should have earlier for lunch or later for lunch, depending on the time of the day you're listening to this. And you can't figure out, should you have turkey? Should you have salami? Should you have a vegan sandwich? That's not the thing I'm talking about overthinking. I'm talking about what is the thing when it comes to your career that you have been overthinking? Is it something that is a career change you need to make? Is it something that has been inside of you that's made you realize that I'm actually not doing what I really think I should be doing, and you've been overthinking taking this next step? Maybe you kind of have a few ideas of what the next step should be, but you just keep kind of overthinking it, right? Maybe it's that you just don't even know where to start. And you keep thinking, maybe it's here, maybe it's there, maybe it's all, and maybe that's it. But what I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to find, is what is something that you've been overthinking? And I'm not talking for a day, but maybe for a week, maybe for weeks, maybe for months. What is something you've been overthinking when it comes to figuring out the next step of your life? Now, once you have that, before we get to the second action after, I want to give you a few tools to effectively execute and stop overthinking. All right. The second action after item, just to give you a leak on it, is to go do the thing that you've been overthinking. All right. But I totally get that you may be listening to this and you go, Stu, well, if it was that easy to just do it, well, then I would have already done it. So what we want to look at is what are a few tools you can use to go act on the thing you've been overthinking. And what I want to share with you is a study that they did, and it was at Michigan State University. And in this study, what they did is, I want you to imagine this. They taped a heart monitor to a gentleman, and they sent him up to go skydiving. And as they send him up to go skydiving, they're watching the heart monitor in the room, and they notice that while he's in a safe plane going up to the jump site, his heart is beating out of his chest. Now, they're sitting in their room where they're kind of analyzing this, and they're scratching their head. They're going, wait, this guy is in a safe plane, yet his heart's beating out of control. And so they keep watching, and eventually he gets to the jump site. And of course, his heart is still racing. His heart's pumping out of his chest. His heart rate is through the roof. And eventually they notice that somehow his heart rate, it just goes back to normal. And they start sitting in the room and wondering, okay, did he die? Did something happen? Did he have a, you know, heart attack? And all of a sudden his heart stopped, you know, pumping. But what they later found out is the moment that his heart went from beating out of his chest, from going through the roof to going back to a resting rate, the moment that happened was the moment that he jumped out of the plane. Now, as they began to analyze this, again, they began to scratch their head. They began to look at it and go, okay, he's up in a safe plane, not doing anything dangerous. He's just going in a plane and his heart's beating out of control. Yet when he was falling to earth, his heart was at a resting rate. And so they began to do this over and over and over, and they saw the same pattern. They saw the same theme over and over and over. And what they ultimately began to realize, and what I want you to realize right now as you are thinking about this action, this thing that you've been thinking about doing that you've been overthinking, is what they realized is that we as humans do not fear the actual act. We don't fear the action. We fear the anticipation of the action. We don't fear doing the actual thing. We fear the anticipation. and when we get in our head, when we go, well, what if it doesn't work? What if it goes wrong? What if it, you know, doesn't actually go the way that I think it's going? And we get so caught up in our head in the language and the different ways that our brain will take us, a million different ways, that's where the fear starts to come, right? So what they ultimately found out is the takeaway is to simply turn your brain off for 10 seconds. When he got to the jump site, his heart beating out of his chest, he had to turn his brain off for 10 seconds to jump out of the plane to get his heart rate back to normal. So when you have this uncomfortable action that you need to take, some bigger, some smaller, you must begin to turn off your brain, right? What that means is maybe it's a conversation you need to have. Maybe it's a message you need to send to your boss or to a coworker. Maybe it's a potential job application you need to apply for. What you want to do is turn your brain off for 10 seconds and hit the send button, hit the enter button, hit the submit button, and take the action that you've been overthinking. All right. That is one tool that you can have to do it, is turn your brain off, hit the send button, hit the submit button, submit for the job, send the application, send a message to your boss, to the person you need to have that conversation with. That is one thing that you must begin to do as a tool. Now, the second tool that I want to give you is really simply just a mindset shift. And the mindset shift is, as you think of this action that you've been overthinking, this thing you needed to do, that you've been thinking about all the time to move your life in a forward direction, what you want to get away from is you want to stop asking yourself, what if it goes wrong? I want you to ask yourself right now, in the last little bit when you've been thinking about this item, this action that you've been overthinking, have you gone to the tendency to ask yourself, well, what if it goes wrong? What if it doesn't work out? What if I make the wrong decision? Sometimes we get so caught up in our head that you can ask yourself time and time and time again, what if it's the wrong decision? What if it's not the right move? What if it's the wrong thing? That you get caught up in that mindset that you never actually take an action. And when you don't take an action, you guarantee that nothing is going to change. What I want you to begin to adopt today as a philosophy is making wrong decisions is necessary to make right decisions. Think about this, and I know I use food analogies a lot, but think about the way that you found out you like pizza or ice cream, or you didn't like olives or pickles. The way you found out the foods you liked and the things you didn't like is you took a chance and you said, I'm going to try this food and I'm going to be willing to risk that this is not the right thing. That this olive is not the right thing for my taste buds. I'm going to be willing to try it because I know if I make the wrong decision of knowing what I don't like, that means I'm going to know what I do like and I can have more of the things that I do like in my life. Right? If you're starting to hear, yes, I do not like olives and I do not like pickles. So I do not have as much of them in my life because I made the decision. I was willing to try the wrong thing and it made me figure out that I want less of that in my life. And now I know what I want more of in my life. I know I'm talking about food here today, but you want to take on this philosophy with your life. You want to stop saying to yourself, what if it's the wrong thing? That is okay. And truthfully, the people that are in alignment with their purpose in this world, they are the people that have done more of the wrong things. I want you to hear that again. The people in this world that live in alignment with their purpose and that live a fulfilled and happy life, they are people that have made wrong decisions. But that's what's allowed them to step into the right decision. So you've got to change this philosophy. I want you to think about this. Think about what if, in order to find your life purpose, the thing that you were put to do on this planet, what if all it required is that you made 5 wrong decisions? And after 5 wrong decisions, on the 6th decision, it was the right decision. I want you to imagine, what if that was the case? Then what would you do? Well, you would run and you would start go making wrong decisions. You go, I'm going to go try this. Okay, it's the wrong thing. I'm going to go try that. It's the wrong thing. I got number 2 out of the way. I'm going to go try this. It's the wrong thing. Now I got number 3. And you would do it because you knew that those wrong decisions, 5 of them, meant that on number 6, you got to the right decision. That is the approach you want to take with your life. And most of you, it will not take you 5 wrong decisions. Most of you will make 2 maybe three, and that will lead you to the right decision. But the key is, if you make the wrong decision, give yourself the self-awareness to understand that it's not the wrong decision, so that you can then go make the right decision. All right. So those are a few things you can do today to start to take this action that you've been overthinking, right? Number one, turn your brain off. Number two, switch your mindset from what if it goes wrong to what if it goes right. And more importantly, switch your mindset to saying it's okay to make the wrong decision, because that will then lead you to the right decision. All right. So two actions again today. Number one, what's the thing you've been overthinking when it comes to taking this next step in your career? And then number two, go do it right now. I'm talking not next week, not next month, not saying, Stu, okay, I heard you today and I'm going to do it next, Thursday. Do it right now. That is the key to crushing this perfectionism, overthinking way that we get into, is we have to take action immediately. So if you're listening to my voice right now, I want you immediately in the next 60 seconds, once we're off here, to take that action that you've been overthinking, turn your brain off, allow yourself to know that it's okay if it's the wrong decision, and allow yourself to start saying, what if it goes right? All right, go take that uncomfortable action, and I will see you and talk to you on the podcast next time. Take care.
What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.